So I'll need you to access your powers of observation and deduction and reasoning here with me. I need you to tell me, what is this? Is it an egg? Anyone else? Looks like an egg. What do you think? Yeah, okay, do you want to try it? What do you think? Oh, well, what is it? Anyone else want to try? Oh, you want to try, Rodney? Can you hear that? What is it? It's like an egg, but it's like a little drum. It makes a sound. Like if you were playing in a band, you might play the egg. Okay, that's about. Actually, it's beyond my skill level. All right. What about this? Can anyone tell me what this is? It's a toaster. How do you know it's a toaster? How do you know this is a toaster, Rodney? It makes toast. That is right. You know it's a toaster because it makes toast. Now, I met some people, and they had lived their whole lives in a desert taking care of goats. And their parents and grandparents and for thousands of years, all they had done was taken care of goats. I remember being in their house, because they had to move to Canada because war came to their home and they lost everything and they had to come and live in Regina. Now I remember sitting with them in their living room and it got dark and we were sitting on the floor. There were chairs and couches, but we were just sitting on the floor because, well, why not? And as it got dark, it was the strangest thing. They didn't turn on any lights. We just sat there in the dark and chatted and visited, and it got harder and harder to see them, and it felt so strange. But if you had lived your whole life taking care of goats in a desert, would you bother turning on the lights?
Why?
Well, you would, Rodney. All right. Well, there we go. But they didn't. And this church housed them, gave them a whole furnishings, all sorts of chairs and couches and beds and kitchen appliances. And I remember a few of the people unpacking the things with them and pulling all these appliances out. And they were just, and I remember the wife saying, I have no idea, what is this for? Well, it's a toaster. And toast comes out of it. Some people, even though most of us here grew up with this, and it just seems obvious, this is a toaster. If you've never seen it before, you could look at it and not know what it was. Now, there are some people who met Jesus, and they had no idea who he was. But other people met Jesus, and their lives were changed. And they knew that he wasn't just like anybody else. You know this is a toaster because what comes out of it is toast. And when they met Jesus, he had such a power in their lives that they knew that this wasn't someone like anyone else. Some people saw Jesus on the cross and they thought, a criminal, an unfortunate soul, someone rejected by God. But other people saw Jesus on the cross and then saw him resurrected and they knew that something different was going on in this man. When they met Jesus, their lives were changed. What they saw was that Jesus had power over death, over life, over sin, over forgiveness. And when they came to him, he changed them. And they felt this new life within them. And they knew Jesus is God. Jesus does things that only God can do. He changes people. He transforms them. Today we celebrate that Jesus Christ is alive. It is not an idea that we share with one another. It is not a list of teachings that we pass down. But rather, it is someone that we know, that we remind one another of. This man, Jesus, is alive and with us. Do you know him? People met him after he was raised from the dead. He touched them. They held him. They felt him breathe on them. He took food from them and ate in front of them. And sometimes in this world, Jesus still comes and meets people. He still visually appears to people, and there are still times when people hear his voice. Now, I don't know why it is that not all of us experience that. It's never happened to me, but I've met the people that it's happened to. I don't know why Jesus chooses to reveal himself in this way to some people, not others. But I trust Jesus. I trust Jesus. I know it's for a good reason. For most of us, we do not get to see Jesus with our own eyes. We do not get the joy of hearing his voice. But many of us have experienced meeting Jesus in some way. In some way where we experienced a new life, a forgiveness from sins, a new joy and peace and power, a new connection to God, so that we know Jesus is God. In the same way that you guys looked at this and went, well, that's a toaster. Many of us here, in our prayer, as we open our Bibles, when we come to church on Sunday, as we're serving people in the world, we have these moments where we go, I know that this is Jesus. Even though I can't see him in this moment, I know he is here at work. This is Jesus. The women announced, Jesus is alive. And it was up to those who heard it, whether they would believe it or not, and whether they would go and find out for themselves. If you know Jesus, may today encourage you again to seek him in your prayers, when you open your Bible to listen for him, when you come Sunday morning to know that you are going to meet him. And if you have never met Jesus, please speak to someone today. After the service is over, please come forward and let us pray with you that you would know Jesus yourself and meet him. You will see three people being baptized because they have met Jesus. And they want him to be their Lord, and they're going to give their lives to him and welcome him into their hearts. And so at this time, I'd like to invite them to come forward. Edward, Maisie, and Lillian, would you come forward? Would their mentors come forward? And would everyone who is ordained come forward as well?